Coach's Insight continues as we now head into week number 6 of the high school football season. Pleased to be joined now by Jeff County North head coach Jeff Schneider. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, tough go last week. You took on a very good Centralia team, and you know it was a low-scoring game at the half, but Centralia able to kind of pull away methodically in the second half, 20-6. The final score there, overall record now 3-2. But, you know, what were just some of those key takeaways from that game against a very good Centralia team?
Well, you know, like I said last week, you're getting into a Centralia team that executes really well and that very well coached and is going to play very hard. So you know what you're going into when you go into the kickoff. I thought on the sideline, and again, and after watching the film, I thought we played well in a lot of areas of the game. You know, I thought we were physical. I thought we did a good job, you know, at the point of attack. I thought we tried to string them out, you know, on some of their outside run. And in the years, you know, when you think about Centralia, you think about, you know, power running game. But in the past several years, their play action pass game has really done us in. And I thought we did okay in that, as, you know, better than what we have been anyway as well too. But two areas that we struggled in. One was the turnovers. They won the turnover battle 3-1, and then the time of possession, particularly like you said in the second half. They did a good job in the second half of running the clock and taking the ball out of our hands and, you know, and killing it off for us there too. So, you know, I thought we did some good things, but there's some things we got to improve on as well too. So, very, very pleased with a lot of things, but, you know, we're hoping, you know, as we continue to get better each week, we're hoping to get a little bit better result, but, you know, that wasn't not to be.
Well, yeah, Centralia, I mean, they had won 3 straight, now 4 straight. I mean, their lone loss was week one against Rossville, but, you know, they've hung up over 30 points per game. You hold them to 20, but I guess the difference is, you know, defensively for them, they were able to kind of slow you guys down, and it was just a tough go finding the end zone. So I think at least a big positive there from the defensive side was, you know, controlling Centralia a little bit and keeping the big number off the scoreboard.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we've been playing very well on the defensive side of the ball, and still very pleased with that as well. You know, offensively, we talked. You know, we turned the ball over a little too much, and one of those was on a chance to put points up on the board when we were turning the ball over as we're going into the end zone. So, you know, we take them off, and then gives them a little bit of momentum. Another one gave them a short field as well. So, like I said, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit, and they're a quality team, and they took advantage of every turn.
Let's talk about the matchup coming up this week. Another key district game. It's against the Waubunsee Chargers. You know, they have won 2 straight since their lone loss of the year a couple weeks back against Troy. That was a 10-6 game. You know, they're a couple plays away from being 5-0, but obviously the last two good wins over Jackson Heights and then Valley Heights most recently. You know, we kind of talked a little bit prior to getting on the air here. You know, obviously they're a team that likes to throw the ball. They like to huck it and chuck it, but you know, when you watch them on film and you're kind of putting together a game plan, obviously, what are some of the key things that stand out about this team?
Well, it's a totally different prep than against Centralia. You know, Centralia, you're going to get power run. You're going to get unbalanced line, those sort of things. Against Waubunsee, you're going to get spread it out, and they do like to put the ball in the air. You know, they're athletic as well. The quarterback position, they're you know, been a 4-year starter there, so you got a lot of experience at that spot as well. They're bringing back a lot of their linemen. And a lot of guys that we know the names and numbers on from the past couple of years. And then, you know, they you can only throw the ball and have success if you have people that can catch it and make plays. And they have some guys out on the perimeter there as well, too. So, you know, we've got to play well on defense. Again, we've got to be able to cover, got to be able to contain the passer, those sort of things. And then, like I said, we just got to execute a little bit better on the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, we'll see where it falls at that point.
How challenging is it when you kind of go back-to-back weeks facing two teams that are basically complete opposites? You know, how hard is that in the preparation going from a straight run team like Centralia? Now you got to work on the secondary and defend the pass the way the Chargers want to throw it.
Well, it's definitely different. The prep for everything is definitely different. But, you know, like I said, Centralia's play-action pass is something we had to focus on last week. So that was something that we, you know, basically on the defensive side, you have to do your job. Whether it's run-pass, you have to do your job. And that's going to be paramount for us this week. The one thing also, you know, in a passing offense, when you're playing against a passing offense, is they're going to complete passes. And this is exactly what we tell our guys. They're going to complete passes. You know, they practice too. They're a quality team, just like you said. The one thing we have to do is tackle well in the open field, because missed tackles can cost you points in an offense against, you know, when you're playing an offense like that. So we've got to do well in open field tackling. That's got to be a point of emphasis for us.
What are going to be, obviously, I think we've kind of, you know, touched on them a little bit, but obviously keys to the game and the expectations for your team this week in a key district game.
Well, we talked about this when we were doing the film review for Centralia. Last year we sat here at 3-2, same record, and we had some decisions to make. We needed to, you got a lot of your schedule still in the back half. You're either going to continue to improve, or our schedule is tough here down the stretch, like you said. We got some teams here in our district we're all jockeying for the same position. You know, Centralia looks like they put themselves in the driver's seat for the one seed, but there are a lot of teams right below them that are jockeying for seed, for home playoff game, those sort of things. And we're in the mix there as well. It's got to be important to you, and we've got to go out and perform well every week. And we got to value every possession and, kind of dot all our I's and cross all our T's in that regard. So we've had a couple good practices here. We're hoping to string more together and see what the results lead to on Friday night.
Good stuff as always from Jefferson County North head coach Jeff Schneider, again presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Big one coming up this week, 3-2 JCN against the 4-1 Chargers of Waubonsie. And like you said, obviously key for positioning within that Class 1A District 2. So a big one coming up this week, no doubt. Should be a good one. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time and good luck on Friday against Waubonsie.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.